कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। कृष्णा, टुडे ऑन दिस डे 17th September 1965, Srila Prabhupada arrived in America. Srila Prabhupada first arrived in Boston Port, Boston Harbor, and that's the place where Prabhupada touched the soil of the United States of America. And then from there Srila Prabhupada went to New York. His destination was New York, but before going to New York, the ship harbored in Boston. And Srila Prabhupada, with the captain, got down and went to the city of Boston just to look around. And also, if you stay in our ship for too long, then you really start craving to go to the land. That shows that we are not the creatures of water. We are the creatures of land. You stay away from land for some time and you start yearning for land. And Srila Prabhupada arrived in America and a new chapter actually began in the history of religion in this world. With the passing of time, the world will remember this day, the day Srila Prabhupada went to America and what happened after that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement started to become, unfold its new chapter. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement started to spread. As it was predicted, Prithivite Achi Jato Nagaradi Gram Sarvatra Prachar Hoibe Mona. 500 years back, this prediction was made by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself said, Prithivite Ache Jato Nagaradi Gram, as many towns and villages, as many cities, towns and villages are there. Everywhere my holy name will spread. Which means Krishna consciousness movement will spread. The Sankirtan Yajna will spread. He made the prediction, so it's bound to happen. Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When the Supreme Personality of Godhead says something, it can never go in vain. The words of the Supreme Personality of Godhead must come true. Because it is His plan. He made the plan. He makes the plan. And accordingly things happen. He makes the plan and His Yogamaya makes it happen. The history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement goes like, Mahaprabhu came 500 years ago and within a short span of time, this movement spread all over India. We can see at that time, during Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's time, by traveling around India, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread this movement all over this land. Mahaprabhu used to go to one place and many, many people used to come. And then Mahaprabhu used to teach them with Krishna consciousness. And just by being in contact with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they used to become empowered. They used to understand Krishna consciousness. And as a matter of fact, Krishna consciousness is very simple philosophy. Krishna consciousness means Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We are jivas, living entities, minute parts and parcels of Krishna. And our purpose of our existence is to become connected to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sri Krishna. Our purpose of our existence is to become connected to Krishna. And that connection is called bhakti. Bhagavan, Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Bhakta, the Lijiva, is a devotee. And the way to become connected to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is devotional service or bhakti. So this is the simple philosophy. Although it is very simple, we cannot understand that, because of a contamination in our hearts. It is so simple to understand that Krishna is God, but as long as our hearts are contaminated, we cannot understand that. We cannot accept that. And then, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to teach everybody and he used to empower everybody. They used to understand Mahaprabhu's teachings. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell them that now you go and spread this to whoever you meet. Jare dekho, tare kaho, Krishna upadesh. Amar aggay guru hoya taro veitesh. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to empower them in this way. That now you go and you preach. Jare dekho tare kaho Krishna upadesh. Preach to them, whoever you see. And amar aggay guru hoya. I am giving you the order that you become guru. And in this way you deliver everybody. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would stop at one place for one night. And people would come and spend the night with him. And in the morning, by the time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was about to leave, they all have become empowered gurus. In this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was appointing thousands of gurus. And they were going and they were preaching Krishna consciousness. And to whom they preached, they again went and preached to others. In this way, in a very short time, and those days there was no telephone, there was no mobile phone, there was no TV, there was no radio, there was nothing. But in this way it spread. Now we have got such a sophisticated communication system, but what is that communication system is doing? That communication system is Kali's arrangement. This TV, mobile phone, telephone, radio, they're all, what are they doing? Internet. They're simply establishing the Kali's agenda. They're simply promoting meat eating, intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's way of doing was, that is also needs communication, but the best way to communicate with in this way. Amar aggay guru hoya taro eitesh. You become a guru. And then you go and preach. Anybody who preaches is a guru. To preach you don't need anybody's approval. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that authorization that you become a guru. And when you become a guru, then you have a responsibility. Then you have to push it. You have to become exemplary. For example, just recently I got a report like there was a couple, husband and wife, and I am not so much in contact with them, so I am away most of the time. So, the wife was telling me that how much they need my association. And in course of our discussions, I just pointed out that your husband is your immediate guru. For a wife, her husband is the immediate guru. So you have your guru at home. You don't have to wait for your guru to come. Yes, you have your Diksha guru. That is fine. But as far as your spiritual life is concerned, your immediate guru is your husband. And I told her husband also that you have to become exemplary. So that she will look up to you as a guru only when she finds that you are exemplary. And then I got the report that from that time her husband's attitude changed a lot. He became very serious about spiritual life because now he sees that he has to play the role of a guru. So he has to become exemplary. So this responsibility makes one serious. Responsibility makes one serious. So Mahaprabhu gave the instruction, Amaragya Guru Hoya Tarvidesh. So those who are preaching, they have to become gurus. Not just go and tell something like a parrot. Do this, do that, chant Hare Krishna, follow the four regular expressions. That's very good. But you take, along with that instruction, you have to take the responsibility of those people. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread Krishna consciousness all over India at that time. But unfortunately, soon after that, within about 200 years, Mahaprabhu's teachings were completely lost in India due to all these upper sampradayas. Upa Sampradayas means those who claim that they are Mahaprabhu's followers, but they are not Mahaprabhu's followers. Superficially, they say that they are Mahaprabhu's followers, but their actions, their activities, their instructions, their teaching are not in conformity with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teachings. So in this way, Mahaprabhu's teachings were lost. You see the critical situation. People are thinking that these are Mahaprabhu's teachings. And these are Mahaprabhu's followers. But what they're doing completely different. And then one personality came about 150 years ago. 150, about 170 years ago. That personality is Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And from that situation, when Mahaprabhu's teachings were lost completely, Bhaktivinoda Thakur started to revive Mahaprabhu's Sankirtan movement. And then came Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur established Krishna consciousness movement, but Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur spread this movement again all throughout India. He established it all over India. And then came Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada took it out of India and spread it all over the world. So this is the general history of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan. Once the whole of India was flooded with Krishna consciousness, then it disappeared. Then Bhakti Vinod Thakur came and revived Mahaprabhu's teaching. By doing that, what happened? Why Mahaprabhu allowed this to happen in this way? Because due to that, Krishna consciousness movement, teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, became very firmly established. Now we know what to do and what not to do. Because we already know what the upper sampradayas are. Therefore, it's something like an inoculation. You know what is inoculation or vaccination? Vaccination, like the germ of the disease is injected in the body. And as a result of that, the body develops the immunity. And immunity to that disease. Say for example, chickenpox. Spox. There are two types of poxes. I don't know which one is the dangerous one. I think the smallpox is the dangerous one. The smallpox. People used to die. Millions of people are dying those days out of pox. And this person invented this, considered this inoculation system. So what he did, he injected the germs of pox, smallpox, in the body in the form of vaccination. And they saw that it developed resistance. Those who had the vaccine, they didn't get the pox. So it is something like that. If there is some danger, and if you go through that danger already, then you developed an immunity. So that is what actually happened. Now, like now there is no possibility of any kind of upper sampradaya affecting Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan movement because it has been inoculated. And so Bhakti Vinod Thakur established Krishna consciousness, pure teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur spread it all over India through his massive preaching. And then Srila Prabhupada came and took it to America. And Srila Prabhupada also, we can see, within a very short time, Prabhupada spread Krishna consciousness all over the world. Now we can see, what did Prabhupada do? How did Prabhupada make it happen in such a short time? 10 years' time. Spread it all over the world. Now, Krishna consciousness movement before 1966 was practically unknown to the world. Srila Prabhupada went in America in 65, towards the end of 65. And Prabhupada started to preach in 66. So if we consider from 66 to 77, Prabhupada actually left the planet, but within this time, within this 12 years time span, Krishna consciousness movement just spread all over the world, in all the major cities. Now we can see how Prabhupada did that. Just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu empowered everybody, Amar Aggay Guru Hoya Taro Ei Desh, Srila Prabhupada also did the same thing. Srila Prabhupada, devotees just joined the movement for a few months. And Prabhupada sent them to different parts of the world. The way it happened, Prabhupada started to preach in 66. In 67, Jai Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Gaur Nithai Ki Jai. Jagat Guru Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Then Prabhupada inspired some devotees so much. It was just one devotee. His name was Michael Grant. And he got initiated as Mukunda Das. And soon after his initiation, Prabhupada got him married. The first thing that happened, soon after he got initiated, Prabhupada got him married. In America those days, the young boys and girls used to live together without getting married. So Mukunda had his girlfriend and they were living together. So after they got initiated, Prabhupada told them, now that you are initiated, you can't live together like this. You have to get married. So they accepted. And soon after the initiation, Prabhupada had the wedding ceremony. Another fire sacrifice. And after their wedding, they went to the West Coast. Actually, Mukunda Maharaj was very inspired. He could see that this is the future of this world. And he wanted that this should spread. He saw that the youth of America were looking for a positive alternative. They were looking for something. They were disappointed with their existing life. Life of intense materialism. The intense luxury and comfort. The life of luxury and comfort did not give them happiness. So they wanted to do something, to find something that would bring them happiness. They saw money cannot buy you happiness. Money cannot buy you love. So they were looking for something. And he was one of the youth of America at that time. And he saw that Prabhupada's teachings were actually providing what they were looking for. So those days, the center of the hippie culture was San Francisco. Golden Gate Park, Haight-Ashbury, two roads, Haight and Ashbury, that area where all the youth of America was converging in search of a new life, in search of a counterculture. And so he decided from New York to go to San Francisco. And he also contacted some of his friends and their girlfriends. So three of them with their girlfriends or wives, they actually got another place in San Francisco. And they started to preach. And then they invited Prabhupada to come. So Prabhupada came and Prabhupada revolutionized San Francisco at that time. So we can see, just as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was empowering people to jare dekho tare koho Krishna upadesh, amar aggay guru hoya tarvei desh, Prabhupada